Hello and welcome to the course Food Toxicology. My name is Professor Greg Muller and I'm the instructor for the course. I'd like to first welcome all the students that have undertaken this particular course of study. We hope that this course provides you with a good, sound, structural basis for an understanding and enhancing your knowledge in food toxicology. When we talk about food, we're talking about one of the most intimate relationships that we have with our environment. If you go back in history, you see that in fact man has always questioned or challenged this particular interaction with his food system. This food system has presented many challenges in terms of potential or actual toxicosis. And in fact, through our history, we have found what is good to eat and what perhaps is poisonous or bad to eat. We have actually used that aspect of food in anger, chemistry and anger, if you will, in terms of poisoning, where in fact food or food components have been used to do in one's enemies. What we have in terms of the present day food system is probably the safest and most nutritious food in the history of mankind. Many would argue that in the past 50 years and definitely in the past century, there have been tremendous advances in the science and understanding of food and food intoxication. What we've been able to do is develop a new food system, a distributed food system, where in fact not every person was responsible for their own food. In other words, we moved from an agrarian society, a hunter-gatherer society, to a more industrialized society where one segment of the population was responsible for food and the distribution of that food in a system approach. This transition has actually changed our whole working nature in terms of this intimate relationship with our environment, our intimate relationship with food, because we used to know where our food came from. We could look at the milk and point to the cow that it came from. We could look at the grain or the bread and look at the field where it was grown. That is a rare occurrence in most modern societies. And so what we have today in our distributed food system is a requirement for reliable strangers. And think about the reliable strangers that actually influence your daily lives. Perhaps think about the last time you flew in an airplane and the system of reliable strangers that allowed you to hurtle through the air at 500 miles per hour with only inches worth of metal and insulation between you and the outside world at 30,000 feet. When you talk about the pilots, the engineers, the fuel companies, the radar operators on the ground, all of the reliable strangers that allow you to have the capacity for air travel. Broaden that out to other aspects of your daily life, including this intimate contact with food. When we go to the marketplace, we have a respect that along that chain, that system, the individuals were reliable. Even though they didn't know who you are, they took great care and concern in providing a safe and nutritious food product. What happens in food toxicology is that system sometimes fails. It fails because of unreliable strangers, but sometimes because we have limited understanding in terms of the science or some of the engineering principles that are involved in this whole distributed food system. This presents an opportunity in terms of learning from our mistakes, learning from what potential risks are out there, and designing practices to enhance the reliability of this food system. This course is a part of the development of your background to enhance the reliability of the food system and to enhance your understanding of risk and your understanding of food toxicology. We have three goals in this course. We want students to actually develop a broad foundation of knowledge on the sources, pathways, receptors, and controls of toxicants that might cross into the human food system. When we talk about the food system, we sometimes will develop it as the human food chain. And so it's not always in the production aspects of food, but it can be in the environmental relationships of food growing and food production. We're going to try to also have students just develop a high level of understanding and the ability to have interpretive capacity for the subject area of food toxicology. Finally, what we want students to do is have a developed critical thinking capacity when it comes to risk and the interpretation and communication of risk in terms of essentially being able to become informed individuals that help our society manage food-associated risk.